gatto, pistoro matto.
Tomorori gatto, geek to me radio, da 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 da.
Welcome, welcome, geeks and nerds, girls and boys, to our 400th broadcast of Geek to Me Radio. Tonight, we have special guests with us who will be revealed in just a moment. We've got a big announcement to make that I've been teasing for the past couple of weeks. All that and more, so stick around, won't you?
We're talking TV, comics and movies, and video games. Star Trek from Star Wars, we'll try to explain. There are 12 doctors, 4 Hogwarts houses, 1 ring rules and more. To be the greatest Pokemon master, you must catch them all. You must catch them all. Try to catch them all. Gotta catch.
And for those of you driving around the greater St. Louis area tonight, listening to us on the big 550 KTRS, hello to all of you. We appreciate you tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, hello to all of you. I see a bunch of you in the chats already. Thank you so much for watching tonight. If you're streaming us on the KTRS app or on the website, we appreciate you finding us there. And as always, if you're hearing us after the fact in the podcast form on whatever platform you listen to that on, we appreciate you finding us and subscribing and listening there each week for 400 episodes now. Wow. It's kind of surreal when I think about it, but I want to start the show because I wouldn't be doing this 400 episodes later without the gentleman sitting right across the control board from me. Joey V has been right there since the first show that we started in 2016. He was kind of guiding me through this. I was kind of new to being on this side of the control board, the microphone, and he's made every show smooth. He's always been helpful. There was that little bit of time between radio stations before I was brought over here to KTRS that I wasn't sure what was going to happen, and he got me a control rig and a board and a mixer and a microphone, said you have to keep going, and I'm still doing it now because Joey V encouraged me, supported me, and here he is right across the board from me still, the Q to my 007, I guess, the Spock to my Kirk. I appreciate him, and 400 episodes later, I wouldn't still be doing it without him. So shout out to Joey V. Thank you very, very much. Thank you to all of you in the chats, too. I'm looking at the chats here. We've got people from all over. We've got Amber Jones listening from the UK, David DeRose, who I just saw earlier, Chance from Atlanta, Shannon's there. We've got Bill Cleveland listening from Colorado. He says this better be a good show. He's tuning in from Colorado. Sorry about the time difference, Bill. Steve Holman's there. Thank you very much. Carol is in the chats. Dan Reba, our friend, is in the chats as well. Anthony, hello to you. Kimmy Kidd, thank you so much for listening tonight. Ian, I appreciate you. Thank you for the well wishes on the 400th. So everyone who's watching right now, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to try to watch the chats, but there's going to be a lot of moving parts tonight, and I'm a little nervous. So, and I didn't drink anything today. I probably should have. That might have helped calm my nerves. But we've got some guests in the studio. We have Paul and Rick in the studio with us, part of this big announcement, and I appreciate you both coming in.
We're happy to be here.
Okay.
Okay, you can tell Rick is excited. Rick has been drinking. That's why he sounds so excited. And of course, joining us, we couldn't do the 400th show without my de facto co-host, the voice of Wonder Woman, Susan Eisenberg, is joining us all the way from California. Hello to you.
Let me just say huge congratulations to you and to Joey, because he is your partner in crime in all of this. And, you know, it's hard to believe that you ever had to be encouraged to do this, because from where I sit, and I have some experience with you at this point, you are such a natural at this job.
That's very kind of you
to
say.
So it doesn't surprise me in the least that you would reach 400, but I congratulate you nonetheless, because it's a massive milestone.
Thank you very much.
And I love seeing all the comments from everybody. So.
I know. Emily Stawinski, hello to you. Bill Blanky, hello. Stephanie, hello to you. We've got Chris Strahun, hello. My Flock, thank you. It sounds better. So it was, we got the control thing figured out. So thank you. Thank you to all of you. So this was one of those things. I had to have everyone here I feel like Wadsworth and Clue. I'm calling you on all into the study to let you know who did it and with what weapon. It's very exciting Bloody because this is something that I've always thought in the back of my mind. Wouldn't it be cool if, and you never know what's going to happen or not. And then we started talking, parts started moving. I've known Rick for quite a while. Eisner Award winning, two or three Eisners, I can't remember, three Eisner Awards under Rick's belt. Paul, I met because he ended up buying my comic book collection, which I thought was kind of like, gosh, what a just horrible moment. I've got to sell my collection. And it serendipitously turns out that it's a great connection. Friendship.
Yeah. I'm so happy to be a part of everything that you do with the radio show and the comic books and the promoting of everything that you do. It's just awesome.
And we'll have pictures online. My wife actually showed up today. She brought me a lovely cookie cake for the 400th. So we'll put pictures of that cake online before I began immediately devouring it because I'm a fat kid. but we'll have pictures of that up again. So, but bringing all these pieces together, my friendship with Susan that's grown because you were on my first year of the radio show on the other station. I had you on because I wanted to interview you about your work on Wonder Woman. And you were very accessible, very kind. And we kind of struck up a bit of a friendship as well.
Not even a bit, like a friendship.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started in radio. So I love radio. The fact that it's live makes it even more thrilling to me. And, you know, like I said earlier, you're just, you know, you put me at ease. You're just so relaxed. I mean, I know tonight it's a big night. You have announcements. And so, you know, there's adrenaline. But typically, you know, you're just a very relaxed host. So, I'm hanging out with you a lot lately.
I know. For those of you who might not know, Susan and I started a brand new podcast called Justice League Revisited, where she's obviously the voice of Wonder Woman in that series throughout Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. So we decided, hey, this is a series that needs more love, more attention. So we started a new podcast called Justice League Revisited. This isn't the announcement, by the way, just in case you're wondering, because we've been doing this for a while now. We're on our 12th episode. It's coming out this Tuesday, I believe, 12th or 13th. But we usually, she and I sit down with a guest, either maybe Dan Reba or Rich Fogel or a Phil Lamar or a Marie Canales-Brer, and we kind of break down episode by episode of the show. We take it in its original airing order. So we're going through that series, and we're coming up on the finale for season one, which will be very exciting. So you can find that wherever your podcasts are gotten from, if that's even grammatically correct to say. This is why I let Susan do the talking on the other podcast.
No, it's not true. You do most... It's 50-50, right? It's 50-ish?
Rick laughs. He knows I talk too much.
Not too much, just very fast.
If they ever need a replacement for John Machida Jr. in the Micro Machines commercials, I could probably take over. But
Duly noted.
So hopefully you've tuned in and listened to Justice League Revisited. But to get to the actual announcement, the reason I've called you all here tonight, as it were... going back and looking, I know St. Louis, there's been so much cool stuff that happens in St. Louis and the St. Charles area. We're, to a lot of people, it's considered flyover country. You know, this is where we just come through and we're on your way from New York to Los Angeles. But it's such a cool town. I've been born and raised in St. Louis. I've worked in St. Charles for almost 25 years now with them in their festivals and everything like that, which is why they're one of the sponsors. We'll talk about that later. But it always disappointed me that I go to Planet Comic Con. I know, Rick, you've been there for 25 years yourself, going to Planet Comic Con. And I know, Paul, you've seen it grow from smaller con. Yes.
I used to think of it as one of those shows that was up and coming. Now it's there. It's just there. And it's an ever-present, amazing show.
Yeah, I've talked to my friend Mitch Halleck, who runs Terrific Con. For my money, one of the top two or three shows in the country as far as comic cons go. And he again told me he started about 11 or 12 years ago as a small con, and he outgrew the space, had to find a new place and outgrew that space. Now he's at the Mohegan Sun, takes that entire place over, and he's almost out of room there. So he was very kind. He sat down with me to talk about logistics and things like that. Deb Hayes, who runs the Big River Comic Con in Hannibal, another great convention. She was kind enough to sit down, tell me, here's some things you might want to look at. She was absolutely brilliant as well. And so I thought about all these pieces. I've got my fingers around all these different strings. I just need to draw them together and make something. And so It's very cool. I'm excited. We're doing a brand new Comic-Con here in St. Charles. It'll be a St. Louis, St. Charles base. Paul, you came up with the name. Would you like to tell the people the name of this new con?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Two Rivers Comic-Con. We really wanted to make sure we bring the idea of rivers to this city, both sides of the river. And we want people to know that this is a con for everybody in the area. And I think that Two Rivers sounds just right.
As soon as the name came out, that was like, oh, I think we both just kind of stopped. Like, that's it. That's the name.
Yeah, you liked it right away. And it grew organically from the conversation we had. And, you know, all the ideas you had just came out so fast and so good. And it fit when we had the moment.
And so that's the announcement, is that we'll be doing a Comic-Con. So everyone listening, mark your calendars for Memorial Day weekend. It's 23rd through the 25th of May, 2025. That gives us a little over a year to plan. And from what I'm already learning, it's going to take that long to plan everything. So we're very excited. But the reason Susan and Rick are here is that we've have our first two guest announcements. We have three-time Eisner Award winner, who is our artist headlining the event, Rick Burchett. Thank you, Rick.
You really need to, you know, kick up your... If I'm headlining the event, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, buddy.
No, I couldn't think of anybody better. Like I said, I've struck up this friendship with you over the years, and the first time I met you was actually at a convention right over here at Westport Chalet.
That's right.
And you signed my Batman Animated Series poster for me, which now hangs in our hallway.
Wait, did I spell my name right?
You did. There were two T's at the end, correct? Is that that's, okay, that good. So correct. He did get it right. But so Rick is going to not only be our featured artist, he'll be doing some art for the show as well. So we've got a lot of, again, we're kind of putting out some stuff right now, but there'll be more stuff coming. So this is just the initial volley, if you will. And then obviously Susan Eisenberg, we couldn't do a con without the voice of Wonder Woman coming, because you've not been to St. Louis, Susan.
Not since I was a little girl, and I still remember the arch. I mean, it had such an impact on me, but I haven't been there for, you know, a few years.
Yeah.
But can I just mention the Two Rivers Comic-Con? If I had been sitting in that room and you know, Paul said Two Rivers Comic-Con, I would have said, that's it. Because when you texted me the name, it was that perfect thing where you're like, that is such a great name. And I love it. I love it. And I'm so happy for you. And I'm so proud of you, because you made this happen along with these other people, of course. But it was your vision. And it's been something you have felt so passionately about, bringing something back to St. Louis. And you did it, kid. And I just think it's amazing. And I can't wait to attend. And I know I'll bring some friends along with me.
Yeah.
And I know people will be thrilled to attend this. You know, I mean, we need Comic-Cons.
Yeah.
And St. Louis needed one. And I think that it's great that you're making it a destination for people, because it deserves to be.
Yeah, and just looking at how, you know, obviously Fan Expo kind of pulled out, kind of abandoned those. That's the con that usually goes around. Galaxy Con.
Was such a good con. I remember waiting in line for Stan Lee, and they had no limit. I asked in advance, what's your limit for how many comics I can bring for Stan Lee? And they said, we don't have one. I spent a fortune, and we had 40 comic books signed by Stan Lee. I got to have this incredible conversation with him.
Yeah.
But that was my experience. I want that in St. Louis again. Obviously, we can't have that because... Stan, rest in peace. But, you know, we can get that level here again in St. Louis. We have so many good comic book stores in this area. We have so many comic book lovers and pop culture people that love St. Louis. And I think it's just a no-brainer. We need to do this.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where every corner of St. Louis and St. Charles, I love seeing the brick-and-mortar comic book stores because we've had a couple new ones open up, which is exciting.
Lots of new ones, yeah.
So that's it makes you realize that, yeah, there is a market for this. And because you see Galaxy Con, which is the mothership, and Fan Expo doing so well in their big cities that they go around and hit all these other cities. But again, we're kind of skipped over. I'm not sure why they decided not to come back. But then you look at a Planet Comic Con, which is a homegrown con, started out small. Same with Terrific Con. There's no reason why the St. Louis area shouldn't have something just like that. So Rick, we just talked about your 25 years at Planet Comic Con. So 25 years from now, kids, Rick will be at our con still, because he signed a contract.
I'll take a bet on that.
No, no. that's a fib.
Well, shoot, James, you and I today, earlier today, were at a little, you know, just a little show at a VFW hall, and it was packed.
Yeah.
It was just wall to wall.
Yeah. And all comics, too. That's mm-hmm. That wasn't even like a toy show that we have. Obviously, you know, Chris McQuillan puts on a great event.
Yeah.
And there's, like I said, I love going to Big River Comic Con in Hannibal. That's a fun one to go to because Hannibal, historic Hannibal, is such a cool area. And when I look at things like that, it's like, okay, there's Superman Celebration, Metropolis, Illinois. It's right there up and down their Main Street. I'm like, there's no reason why this couldn't be along Main Street in St. Charles. So I want to give a shout out to Ryan Cooper and Elizabeth Phelps with the Convention and Visitors Bureau in St. Charles, because Ryan kind of planted this little seed with me. He's like, maybe we could do something like that. So my friend Bill and Emily and Ryan, we all took a trip to Metropolis, Illinois last summer to kind of see, okay, what are exact, because I've gone there as a fan because I wanted to meet Nicole Maines, or I want to meet, you know, John Ostrander or something like that. But this is my first time going to that with a kind of like, okay, I'm looking at this from a, how can we implement what they're doing here? And because St. Charles is such a cool area anyway, you've got the festivals, you've got, you know, Christmas traditions and the new Halloween, I'm sorry, the new Valentine's Day festival that they did. And it's the perfect atmosphere. People are used to coming down to Main Street in St. Charles for these events anyway. So let's do a Comic-Con along that same area. And I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you guys are talking about these small shows that you guys go to, like the Toy Man Show and the Shrewsbury Show. There's no reason why the vendors there can't be a part of this amazing event that we're doing. And we need something that's scaled up, just like these bigger Comic-Cons. And you asked the question, why isn't Fan Expo, you know, why did they skip St. Louis? Well, you know, Fan Expo, they are in Chicago right now. Hmm. But so is C2E2. Another show that's had very small roots that grew into this monster that it is now. I think that that's what we need to do. We need to do that grassroots, get all the local vendors involved, find local people that want to be a part of this, and then grow from there for the vendors. But honestly, getting talent there, I mean, and that's your talent, by the way, getting the talent quite, you have such great connections in the community. And talking to these people and hopefully getting some, everybody local, like, for example, Jeremy Hahn is local in Joplin, Missouri, you know, like great creator. You know, everybody loves Red Mother and The Realm is fantastic. There's so many good creators out there. They're just close to us. Colin Bunn. Oh, he's sitting right next to me. I feel like we've said his name so many times. But yes, Rick is here.
I don't want to go to school, Ma.
No, but yeah, and just people like I said, it's we've got this great talent that's right here. And
yeah,
and why shouldn't we?
We have amazing comic book brick and mortars here, like the Fantasy Shop. They've been around for 42 years. Mm. They are older than I am as a retail shop. You know, like we have these juggernaut comic book stores that have been around, and we need to make sure that they can do shows locally. You know, they don't have to drive all the way to Chicago to do a show.
Right.
I don't want to do that. I like going to Chicago. It's fun, but I want to do that here in St. Louis a lot more.
Yeah. And I know there's because of there not having been anything like this before, if we bring in a Susan Eisenberg, we're suddenly all these Wonder Woman fans are going to be like, oh, my gosh, really? So that's going to be just another draw. And Susan will be how many cons do you normally do per year, Susan? I know it kind of can fluctuate, but
it depends. You know, well, COVID, you know, obviously changed so much and everyone's numbers like went down to zero for that. And then, of course, it slowly is coming back. I'd say on average, between, you know, 8 and 12. It really depends and how much traveling I want to do. And, you know, I have this wonderful pup that it's very hard for me to leave him, frankly. So it has to be, there has to be something on the other end of that invitation that really draws me in for me to leave Oliver. So yours and you inviting me to St. Louis, you know, that was an easy yes.
You'll get to meet Grimlock at least. You'll have to leave Ollie, but you'll get to meet Grimly.
I will. I mean, you know how much I love Grimmy, and you know that I love when we do our podcast and I can see Grimmy. Sometimes you're holding him and he's like, I just, you know, I'm a dog lover. Yeah. You know that about me.
All the best.
So, and we'll bring, you know, actors want to show up. Actors want the opportunity, and you give them another opportunity. Most likely they'll say, sure, would love it. Who turns down that?
Yeah. And we're keeping it small because venue wise, we're still working out some logistics about, you know, what spaces along Main Street we're going to use that we'll be able to use. and how that's all going to work to affect the crowd flow. But for anyone listening who's been to St. Charles, you know what a great, cool place that is. And there's all sorts of other things to do, like, okay, well, this place is maybe at max capacity right now, but hey, let's go to the new Coca-Cola Museum and check out the arcade in the basement. Or hey, let's go have lunch at Salt and Smoke.
Oh, good. Salt and Smoke, too, just to take a break and to say, you know, like, let's go and try all those great whiskeys they have. They have that amazing cabinet full of just eclectic whiskeys all over the place. I mean, then the restaurants down there,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't say enough about all the good restaurants.
Which is a cool thing, because as Rick and Susan both know from doing these conventions, sometimes your choices are what's at the convention hall. Whereas this, yeah. You've got literally a dozen restaurants in walking distance. It's like, yeah, we'll just go over here and grab something real quick,
yeah.
Which is another great thing.
I think that's
a
huge selling point, mm-hmm. James. I think, you know, I mean, when you were describing this to me initially, one of the things you said was the area is so inviting,
yeah.
And people will really be able to venture out after the con, go have drinks, have dinner. And that's really important. And you're right. Like sometimes as talent, you're at a place and it's like, you get back to the hotel restaurant's closed.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cool stuff to do, as we'll talk about here in just a moment. I thought the chats were on auto scroll and they were stopped. So I apologize if I was ignoring people. Kevin Cerise, thank you very much for the congratulations. Bob Singleton, hello to you, my friend. Missouri Humanity says happy 400. Steve Holman's, Bill Blanky, Chrissy Summer, hello. Howard Morton, hello to you, my friend. We've trying to go through these without blowing past anyone. And Robert Jones, hello. Glad that you're excited about the announcement as well. Chance from Atlanta. I blanked on the city's name for a moment there. Pam Hickey, thank you very much. Shannon, hello. So yeah, everyone's very excited. Looking at the chats, there's a lot of excitement about this, which is what I was hoping for. And that's just the people who are listening. Wait till this announcement gets out and more people start realizing that we're doing a Comic-Con here. It's just going to slowly build. And again, Susan and Rick are just the first two announcements. We're going to have more people announced. So we did create social media handles for the con on Twitter and Instagram. It's the number 2 Rivers Comic-Con. We'll have a link to that. If you're listening to this after the fact, you can go down to the bottom of the page in the show notes, and we'll have a link to that, those social media handles, so you can follow and be made aware of the announcements as they happen for that. We're going to take a very brief commercial break, if I can reach this mouse, because I'm in a different studio. It's really awkward, as I do with everything in my life, very awkward. We're going to take a very quick commercial break. We're going to come right back chatting more. Keep the chats coming. If you have any questions, you can also send them to us on the KTRS text lines at 84126. You're listening to Geek to Me Radio on the Big 550 KTRS. Please stand by.
Hi, I'm Joe Dante. You might know me from Gremlins or other things, and you're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
Welcome back to the show, our 400th broadcast. If you missed my interview with legendary director Joe Dante, or we just had Nicole Maines on the show not that long ago talking about her work on the new Dreamer novel. We're going to have her back on to talk about her Suicide Squad run that she's currently writing. Or if you missed it, we had Paul Eiting and Greg Berger on the show recently. If you missed any of the past 400 episodes, just go to geektomeradio.com and they're all right there. You can search by the person I've had on if you want to go through that list, or you can just listen to them on YouTube, put it on your playlist and listen to all 400. If you're really bored or you have a really long road trip and you want to check out some of the other stuff we've done, we've got other stuff coming up too this month in March. Later on, tomorrow, next Sunday, I'll be at Transformers Con in Los Angeles, but I've got the cast of the show Warrior, like the cast. There's 12 of them who we did interviews with. I'll be playing those interviews while I'm in LA, so you'll have a brand new show to listen to. If you've watched Warrior on Netflix, it's absolutely incredible. Originally a Cinemax show that they brought over to Netflix, hoping to get a fourth season. So check that show out. It's absolutely incredible. And we've got the cast of that. Later on, too, we'll have Legion M, who I'm a proud first foray into the supporting that group. We're going to have the founders on talking about new movies they've got coming out, their new William Shatner documentary that's in theaters and it's won a bunch of awards already. We'll be talking to them. And then later on in the month, too, we'll also have my interview with Adrian Barbeau, the voice of Catwoman, The Fog, Escape from New York. We had a lovely chat with her, so we'll be airing that later in the month, too. So lots of cool reasons to stick around and keep listening to Geek to Me Radio every Sunday night, or if you stream us, or if you listen to us on the podcast form, hit the subscribe button on YouTube. YouTube. We appreciate that. And hit the bell notification so you always get notified when we do have a brand new show. We'll make sure we tell you about our comic book sponsor, Bugs Comics and Games. If you are wanting to get into the comic books, maybe you've seen some of these comic book shows or you're excited for the new Deadpool movie with Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine. And you're like, you know what? I haven't read Deadpool in a while, or I'm kind of looking to see what I want to get into. Go see Larry at Bugs Comics and Games. He's been our comic book sponsor for quite a while now, and he knows his stuff. I was going to him when I could only ride my bike. I didn't have a driver's license yet. He used to be on West Florissant, and I'd ride my bike from Hazelwood Central almost all the way up to West Florissant. My mom would have killed me if she knew, but I would get my weekly comics from Larry. He's recently opened up again. He's on Bryan Road in O'Fallon, and it's like I'm a kid again. I'm not riding my bike that far, though. I'm now in a car. And we go up there and we get our comic books, whether you're looking at new comics, back issues, games board, join the Avengers Club. You can start saving money on your weekly pull list. So you can save money while you get your new issues of World's Finest from Mark Waid or whatever it is you might get. And he can start a pull list for you so you don't miss out on comics like the new X-Force 49 that was almost impossible to get. If you put it on your pull list, he'll have it set aside for you. So whether you're not, you're looking to buy back issues, if you're kind of wanting to get new issues, whatever you're looking for, Bugs Comics and Games. Check them out on Instagram, Bugs Comics and Games there. Give their Facebook page a like, Bugs Comics and Games on Facebook. Larry will be very happy that you did. Check out the new comics that are coming out next week. The Batman 145. They have Marvel Comics has Aliens version of What If, plus the new Avengers comics. Image Comics has a bunch of stuff coming out from Gunslinger Spawn number 29 to King Spawn number 31. IDW, Dark Horse, whatever it is, check it out. Bugs Comics and Games. Very proud to have them as our official comic book sponsor here on Geeks Me Radio. Chatting with my guest, we've got Rick Burchett. We've got Paul Gabbani. We've got Susan Eisenberg joining us as I pull her microphone up. And hopefully I'm not getting her too loud because we got a lot of complaints at the beginning from you people who don't like your earbuds blown out. Rick, you've got a comic book anthology coming out. I just got a notification. The Batman and Robin Adventures Omnibus. Is that the giant brick that they sent you? You said you already got that?
I hope not, because I got the giant brick for Batman Adventures in it. It is, we call it the doorstop at home, and it's enormous, and they sent me like six copies of it, and it's huge. It was every issue of Batman Adventures, and I assume this will be every issue of Batman and Robin Adventures.
Okay.
They are also doing an omnibus of Batman Beyond.
Oh, wow.
Which will be coming out pretty soon, too, which I didn't do a lot of work on, but I did do like the first six issues and then some issues later on. But yeah, let's hear it for the royalties.
That's right.
They only happen to be the most important issues, too, those first six.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
Not like it's a big deal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was like the origin story, and it was pretty much fun to do.
Yeah, I can imagine. Gosh. Yeah. And yeah. It'd be like Christmas. You go to your doorstop and find, a huge box of comic books.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to be Rick when I grew up, people.
Yeah,
just sort of
you open the box and there's three books in there. And they're, they weigh 25 pounds a piece. So, yeah. But, yeah, it was nice, unusual. But, yeah, it's really cool. I mean, this stuff, I didn't realize it until I gave it some thought. And I did these books like 30 years ago. Which is a long time.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're still in print, that people are still reading them, seeming to like them even now. I'm always surprised when people come up to me at conventions and say, I grew up with your stuff. And I say, really? How old am I? But yeah, it's when you reach a point in your career that people are coming up to you and talking about how much they loved your work when they were kids and how much it meant to them. That's the payoff.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like, that's what you got in the business for in the first place. To get people, elicit some kind of emotional response from people. Tell them mm-hmm. stories. And it's finally gotten to that point for me. So no complaints here.
And Susan, I know we've talked about at length before that's the kind of response you get from people, too, who come up to you in some cases with now their kids who they're raising to watch Justice League. And they've kind of grown up with you as their voice of the Wonder Woman. And it's always so touching.
The Wonder Woman. That's so cute. Yeah. And it makes you feel old, but it also makes you feel humbled that something has lasted and something has impacted people, the show. And, you know, you and I have such a deep appreciation for the show. And now that we've talked to the writers and producers and artists and musicians and actors, I think it's even deeper. Being part of somebody's childhood and maybe making that childhood a little bit easier, that's a gift that we were all given with the show. And we never take it for granted. I mean, it always feels like the best compliment in the world that that people loved the show and they remember the show.
Yeah.
It's not only that we remember it, we go back and then we watch it with our kids and then we share it again. And there's like another whole generation that's falling in love with all these shows all over again. My girls love your stuff. My girls love your stuff too, Rick. I mean, like, there's such a heavy influence and like a father's sharing of these pop culture things from when they were their kids' age. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
And every parent loves to do it. So like, it's not just one generation too. It's at least two or three.
Yeah, and it's something that's amazing because, you know, there's some stuff that doesn't translate. Like, I know some stuff my parents tried to show me, I'm like, I wasn't into, but it feels like there's something about the animated world, like the Batman Beyond and the Batman Adventures and the Justice League that has that, it resonates with people and doesn't stop.
Same with comic books. I mean, these things were rooted in the comic books and they are so true to the comic books and these new translations. They just make them accessible for audiences. And a really good story that's told in a really good way is always going to be something that's going to get retold.
Well, I know I can. When I was a kid, there were some times, not to go into it too much, but there were some times when my life was kind of dark. And comics were the only friends I had.
Hmm.
And that's one of the reasons that when I grew up, I wanted to be a comic artist because they meant that much to me. And I always wanted to. One of the reasons I got into the business was I always wanted to leave something behind. You know, I just didn't want to do it to get rich or famous. Lucky me, because that didn't happen. But I wanted to leave something behind, a character or a long run on a book or something like that. And the Batman Adventures has been that thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I can leave behind for the next generation and the next generation and the next. So.
And you were lucky that writer, Paul Dine. Paul
Dean, that guy.
I think he caught on. I think he was
that guy. I can't remember him.
He's done a couple things. Paul Dean?
Oh, yeah, that guy. He and I, I carried him on to an Eisner nomination.
Back.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, hopefully he's doing well now. I'm not sure what he's doing anymore, but to that point, though, I know going back to the reason we're doing this is to bring a comic book show here. And I saw some of the chats. Brittany Schaaf, hello to you. Thank you very much for Jennifer Kerner said, I haven't been to a Comic-Con in an uncomfortable number of years. And it's great that she is now going to be able to come to our Comic-Con.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people don't want to travel. It's like, if there's something here, that'd be great. But so that's another reason that we're bringing this here. Thank you to Danny he said he's subscribed to us on YouTube. Thank you very much. I'm trying to go through here very fast without overlooking anyone, so I apologize because I keep scrolling through the chats. Paul Hickey, hello to you. Thank you very much for the congratulations. And I think I'm caught up. But Paul, you were kind of talking about having this special thing about the Comic-Con, and you go to almost as many shows as I do, I think, and you have that, like, it's just there's an energy about them. And you're reliving your youth and by buying these comic books, mm-hmm. and getting these things and talking to people. Like, I had so many chats just at the show today in Shrewsbury. Talk a little bit about why you want to be on board with this and how we kind of came up with this.
I think the most important part about a comic book convention in St. Louis is really for the kids in St. Louis. And that goes for kids from like 1 to 92. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we genuinely love comic books as comic book collectors, and there's so many comic book stores here. And what I really think people want to do is they want to enjoy meeting the creators in their hometown.
Yeah.
And they want to show these creators, hey, we're serious about comic books here. And there are so many people that want that. Like you just said, there's so many people who say, I wish we had a comic book convention in St. Louis, and we're going to fill that gap. And that's what I really want to do with this convention. I want to make sure that we can provide these amazing opportunities for local collectors, local vendors, and local creators as mm-hmm. well, and make sure that like we can celebrate what we can accomplish here in St. Louis on all ends of that spectrum, and then sharing that with kids. And like that's one of the family-friendly things that's awesome about St. Charles. It is fun,
yeah,
family-oriented. And you know, like you can come to this convention, and in between, you could walk your dog along right. the Missouri Riverside. It's just, it's gorgeous down there, you know, and I think this is a great opportunity for us to really capture that for St. Louis and for St. Charles.
Yeah, and this is, we've got a lot that we still are working on, but as I said, more announcements are going to be coming as we continue through. Let's see, Dan Reba says, awesome, he loves Batman Beyond as well, obviously, Dan Reba. Shannon says, the good memories as well, then passing on to the next generation. Chris McQuillan reminding us that we did lose Mark Dodson today, the Star Wars actor, and we just played the Joe Dante thing from Gremlins. He worked on that as well, so it's very sad to have, because he would have been a great guest at yeah. to be have at this thing. Larry says, Larry Quiggins, looking forward to a great convention in St. Charles. Can't wait to be part of it. And hopefully that's what I want. I want everyone to feel like I want in. I want to come. I want to do what we can, help out. I want to watch this grow, because that's the big thing, is I don't want this to just be a convention that we're doing. How cool is that we did it and then we're out?
Absolutely.
I want this to grow.
I really think that one of the best opportunities we have too is these social media accounts that you've created. We can actually talk with people mm-hmm. in St. Louis and say, what are your ideas? What do you want to see? You know, and we can present people with some ideas that we have and get some feedback from those people, because I want this to be something that our community wants, not what other communities and other places want. I do want to be different than C2E2. I do yeah. want to be different than Planet Comic Con. But I think that they do a lot of things right. And like you said, we've been to a lot of these conventions, so we kind of have an idea of what we want to see at these conventions, and hopefully we can translate that well.
Yeah, that's one of the things we want to be out there and be recognized. We want to do it a little bit differently. I don't want to say we want to do it better, but we do want to do it better.
Yeah, we do. But we want to do it better our way, better. Like, we want to define our own. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, yes. Yeah, and like I said, I've already got plans. It's getting ahead of myself maybe, but I've already talked to people who are like, oh, we want to come in maybe 2026, that we might have guests come in. So, you know, it can only go up from here, as they said on Great British Baking Show. Mm-hmm. But it's very exciting nonetheless. We're going to take another brief commercial break just so I can get that out of the way. If you're listening right now, make sure, again, it's the number 2 Rivers Comic Con on Twitter and Instagram. Go ahead and send us some love there. You can follow those accounts if you have suggestions. You can also, we have an email account. It's 2 spelt out, T-W-O, Rivers Comic Con. @gmail.com. So you can send us any kind of, if you want to set up as a vendor, if you want to, if you want to volunteer, if you want to say, hey, try to get this guy, if you want a guest who you'd like to see, send us that. Yeah. Oh yeah. Local artists for sure. So we're going to have some of those there. It's a lot going on. That's why we need a little over a year to get all this planned, but we're going to take a very brief commercial break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Geek to Me Radio on the Big 550 KTRS. Please stand by.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. You're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
One guest, of course, who I would love to have had, Kevin Conroy. It would have been perfect to be able to say, hey, we're bringing Kevin Conroy to St. Louis. I can count on one hand the number of times I've cried when a celebrity passed, and Kevin was one of those people. If you had the chance to meet him, you know exactly why. But we want to make sure that this Comic-Con is going to be epic. 2 Rivers Comic-Con. Again, mark your calendar. Memorial Day weekend, 23rd through the 25th of May of 2025. Rick Burchett will be there, and Susan Eisenberg will be there. Paul and I will be running around like mad people, probably trying to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible for everyone in attendance. And, of course, this is all brought to you by the City of St. Charles, who is the premier sponsor of this radio show. Again, as long as Joey V's been with me, City of St. Charles has been with me just as long. They were the first people I approached to sponsor this show. They immediately said, yeah, what do you need? And the show's on the air as long as it is because they're our premier sponsor. If you've not been down there, you know, you're hearing us talk about St. Charles, all the food, all the cool things there are to see and do down there. Maybe you should go take a visit. It's right across the river. Go across the Blanchette Bridge if you're here in the greater St. Louis, St. Charles area, and check them out. Have lunch at Salt and Smoke. Maybe get some cobbler at Magpies or get a gooey butter milkshake. Yes, it's really good. And I know Susan is going to want one of those when we bring her into town for a gooey butter milkshake. It's as good as it sounds. This entire area, what's so cool is it's made up of these small businesses, these small restaurants, and you're going to find stuff that you won't find anywhere else. If you're a Doctor Who fan, go check out the English shop. Get your Jammy Dodgers and Jelly Babies while you're there. And we're going to try to incorporate as many of those small businesses into what we've got going on as possible. So if you're from out of town and you're wondering, you're hearing this, like maybe you're in LA like Dan Reba, or you're in other parts of the globe like Amber, and hey, I'm not even sure where this place is, check out discoverstcharles.com. Go to the website, see all the cool things there are, and you're going to be like, man, even if there wasn't a Comic-Con, I'd want to go check out this place. It's an amazing area, from the history to the outdoor stuff, like Paul was talking about biking the Katy Trail. There's all sorts of fun things to see and do. I'm so excited for all of you who are listening who maybe were going to come because of the convention. I'm so excited for all of you to see this awesome area and maybe plan a pre-trip before the convention. Come see us at Christmas time. Christmas Traditions will be celebrating its 50th anniversary. It's the largest and longest running Christmas festival in the country. You can actually go out there and you can mess around with Jack Frost. You can get some singing lessons from the Cobblestone Wassailers. You can go see Victorian Santa, or maybe you want to have an international flair. We've got Père Noël from France, La Befana from Italy, gift givers from all over the globe. It's really an amazing thing, and they're going to really blow it out for their 50th anniversary. So make sure to check it out. Once again, the website, discoverstcharles.com. That's discoverstcharles.com. As we always say, it's an historically good time. We've got just a little bit. This hour's flown by. We've got about 10 minutes before we have to start wrapping up. Paul Gubani and Rick Burchett and Susan Eisenberg joining me for this. Thank you all very much for coming in, by the way. I really appreciate the fact that you were on the show, and I appreciate everything that all three of you are doing to help make Two Rivers Comic Con happen.
Yeah, we're here because you made this happen, and we appreciate you, by the way.
I didn't really do much. I had a little idea, but
It's genius.
It's all coming together.
That's what they said about Walt Disney. I had a little idea.
See? But does that make you Steamboat Willie?
No, I don't think so. I think I messed around with Jack Frost too much.
Okay. But yeah, maybe a bit of phrasing there. So Frost, if you're listening, I do apologize. Yeah. You should have heard what I was going to say. I was going to say toss some snowballs with Jack Frost. And my mind said, well, you can't say that. And mess around with Jack Frost came out. I'm not sure if it was any better.
No.
Yeah.
But I'll work out. So my apologies to Jack Frost. If you're listening, I'll just put it out there. I'm sure the Holman family got quite a kick out of that. Little misplay of my words, but it's very exciting nonetheless that we're going to have this Comic-Con going on, because like I said, there's no reason why in a great city like St. Louis and St. Charles that we shouldn't have a homegrown convention with big talent like Rick and Susan just to start. That's just the tip of the little iceberg there. We've got Rick and Susan coming. More announcements will be coming down, and I'm very excited to bring those to you.
Rick did a beautiful Wonder Woman for me when I saw him last, and I have it prominently displayed in my home, and one of my treasures.
Yeah, and you still won't let me set foot on your crummy island.
No men, that's the rule.
It's my mother. I would let you. It's my mother. I don't make the rules. I just live here. But thank you for that, because it really is one of my prized
possessions. Pleasure.
I love it.
You were just lucky enough to get that ride to the airport together, so I could give it to you.
I know. That was, I love those rides to the airport. It's how I met John Wesley Shipp. It's how I met Rick. It's, those rides, especially if they're lengthy, you bond, in those vans or limos or whatever, the con is using. And I, I was lucky enough to bond with Rick and get a beautiful drawing from him.
It's awesome that you mentioned John Wesley Shipp. I took my daughter to Comic-Con to see at Planet, and he was there. And man, he is the kindest person.
Yeah.
I'm like, you remind me of like TV Dad. every time I see him, he's just so super friendly, and he was so happy to see my daughter. And I think that he's one of those guys who just knows that it's about the next generation. It's about the kids that we bring to cons. And as a father, when I bring my kids to cons, that's what I want in a convention. And I think we can bring that. We can bring that family atmosphere. We're gonna nail it. Knock it out of the park.
And he was the dad on Dawson's Creek, so it makes sense.
Yeah, right. That's true too. So, yeah. I only come from that like comic book centric mind frame. I'm not even thinking about Dawson's Creek.
Yeah,
but I immediately went to Dawson's Creek because you know that's where I go.
Right. And he was on General Hospital, wasn't he? Is that the soap he was on? He was on a soap.
No, he was on Guiding Light. Was on Guiding Light, and he had a huge. And I think he won an Emmy for that too, for his portrayal. And huge story. And yeah, I mean, is this where we shift to talking about soap operas?
we could. Shall we?
I'm all in for that.
Shall we talk about what's going on with John and Marlena now on Days of Our Lives? We can just get into that.
I'll turn my mic off. I have nothing to say.
The only soap opera story I have is about, unfortunately, Arlene Sorkin.
Oh, yeah.
I did a show with Arlene Sorkin, and I sat next to her, and Paul Dini was on the other side. And of course, Arlene, because she had been on Days of Our Lives, had a line going out the door for signatures. And I was sitting there pretty much not doing anything. And after a while, she leaned over to me, and in Harley's voice, she said, "You know, you'd sign a lot more signatures if you'd show a little cleavage." It was like
sharp wit.
Yeah,
I've heard that from everybody that ever had an opportunity to meet her. Super sharp wit.
I wish I would have had. You had the chance to meet her, didn't you, Susan?
I didn't. I was a fan of hers, and certainly I was a fan of hers from Days of Our Lives. And you know, she brought that massive fan base with her to Harley, and the fact that you know Paul and she had that beautiful friendship, and from that, there's this character. Who's beloved to this moment. You know, what a loss that was for that community, for the community. She was massively loved. I mean, just, what and a talent.
Our friend Chance in Atlanta, who runs the Nostalgic Pod Blast, by the way, he said Deirdre Hall was Electrowoman first before she was Marlena Evans.
Right.
So that's the superhero connection for Deirdre Hall. Yeah. And Dan Reba also says Arlene was wonderful because he got the privilege to work with her on a couple of episodes as well. I know. But as we kind of wrap this up, because again, the hour's blown by here, I kind of want to make sure we get everyone to get their plugs in for themselves. So Susan, social media handles, websites, things like that.
Susan Eisenberg One on most social media sites, and SusanEisenbergVoice.com is my website. And you know, as James said, we're doing a podcast, so please go to Justice League Revisited and listen to the podcast and subscribe to the podcast because we're so proud of it and we love doing it.
And you can find those episodes on your website because you have them booked there as well.
Right, exactly. And you know, people, if they're playing Mortal Kombat, they'll see me or hear me as Ashra. And if they're watching Masters of the Universe on Netflix, then they'll see me as the hear me as the sorceress. I mean, you'll see me too, but I can't take credit for that. I can only take credit for the voice. So
how you're
how
drawn.
She sounds.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Very busy. And that's, like I said, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be very excited to meet you at Two Rivers Comic Con here as we approach that date. It seems, like I said, I'm saying it's a year and 2 months from now, but it also part of me says, my gosh, that's right
around
the corner. Rick, you're not terribly active on social media, are you?
No, I'm. If you can find me, I'll answer you.
Okay.
But you got to find me. But I promise you, by when the year's gone by and the Two Rivers Comics Con comes around, they will have found somebody better to be their main artist. I guarantee it.
Not going to happen.
That could maybe be your fault. You could maybe bring some people with you.
Not going to happen. No, you're our headliner, and that's all there is to. We appreciate you coming. So, yeah, if you can find Rick online, and also he will be at Planet Comic Con next weekend. If you're listening to this right now, plan to visit Planet Comic Con. You'll get to go up, and Rick will have some of his original art you can buy. He'll be signing stuff, and I think you've got a limited commission schedule.
Yeah, I'm doing limited commissions for the weekend, so I have time to talk to people and sign books and stuff.
And you can recognize him because he's got the little 25th anniversary pin that they're giving him.
They didn't give me one yet.
Oh.
I'll tell you what. I'll be the guy that doesn't have a sign on his booth.
We talked about not having a banner.
Yeah, I don't have a banner, so that I'll be that guy.
He's trying to be inconspicuous. That's what. Yeah. Very humble, too, but we appreciate you and all of your talent. Paul, people, if they want to find out more about you or learn about more about what we're doing here, where would you send them?
I would send them to cloud9comicsandmore.com. That's cloud, the number 9, comicsandmore.com. Check us out on social media, too, at cloud, the number 9, comics and more, LLC. We're on Twitter. Sorry, we're on X. I hate saying we're on X.
I still say
X.
Riverport Amphitheater, so it's fine.
That. It makes it sound so terrible. But no, we are on Instagram and we are on Facebook as well. And like I said, cloud, the number 9, comicsandmore.com. We also have a brick and mortar comic book store that we opened up in January. That's at 1111 Veterans Memorial Parkway in St. Charles. So check us out there if you need to as well.
Yeah. And we'll be, the four of us will be bringing you more updates as we continue through. Again, if you're watching, everyone who is in the chat today, Mike Barnhart, hello to you. Thank you very much. So many of you joined the chat today and watched tonight, and I greatly appreciate it so much. I never would have thought when I started this, I wasn't sure what to expect. Here we are 400 episodes later, and I'm still going. Like I said, I've got a lot of stuff coming up that you're not going to want to miss. So just like Rick, who's in the comments earlier, if you are watching this on YouTube, click the subscribe button, and that will help us in the search engine optimization, as I always say when we're talking about the podcast Susan and I do. And subscribe there, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek2Me Radio. Thank you once again, Joey V. Again, wouldn't be doing the show still 400 episodes later without him. I'm going to turn the wrong camera around because I always do, but there's Joey. If you're wondering what Joey looks like, that's him. That's my lovely wife, Laura, who brought me a cookie cake for the 400th. It was very sweet. Susan, we'll send some of the cake to you virtually. I think we can send it through the we'll send it to the mic. We'll give that a shot. Yeah, exactly. Thank you all so much, and that's going to wrap it up. So we'll be a brand new show. I won't be here next week, but we'll have a brand new show for you, so you're not going to get a best of or anything like that. And that's going to kind of wrap it up for us. So we're going to have the songs play us out here, if I can hit the button correctly. I mentioned it's a different studio, right? It's hard to reach these controls. But thank you to everyone who came. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Susan. Thank you to all of you who watched tonight and who helped me along this far. 400 episodes. We'll see what we do for the next 400. Until next week, my friends.
It's not in the way you watch I sound.
Hey kids, are your parents about to buy you a shiny new toy from Amazon?
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Well, don't be selfish. Share some of that money with us. Before going on Amazon, make sure to type in bit.ly/geek2me in the web browser. It will look just like amazon.com, except it'll say referral Geek to Me Radio up top. And then when you check out, a tiny percentage will go to support the show without costing you 1 cent more. So before your parents get you that gizmo, gadget, or widget, make sure they type in bit.ly/geek2me in the web browser.
bit.ly/geek2me, bit.ly/geek2me.